Hello.
Hello.
Check it out.
Happy people.
Well, you are listening to WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Cole.
My name is Lillian.
And this is
The Weekly Stool.
Season 2,
revamped, back and better than ever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be a lot better this year than last year for multiple reasons, such as
we weren't really here last year and the show didn't really exist.
Well, okay, then 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and now we're all matured like a nice cheese, ready for music.
Like a blue cheese.
Like
you know
a
the blue
cheese.
You know the blue in the blue cheese is mold?
I did know that.
It's
isn't
ridiculous.
Cheese in general mold? Like isn't it curdled milk?
I don't know if it's mold. It's one of those other things, like
mold,
it's curdled
cousin.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's like rotten dairy, but
I think it goes milk, then cheese, and then mold.
And then mold. Where does cream cheese come into that equation?
Well, I think cream also has some cream in it.
Some thick milk.
You know, it's really hard to understand the differences between these milks, you know?
Yeah,
you got cream, light cream, heavy cream, buttercream.
Cole recently learned that half and half is its own monster.
What is it, Lil?
Half and half is like half cream and half milk.
Yeah. Well, I can explain, okay? There's whole milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, they don't take any fat out.
It's 100% milk.
100% fat, 100%. Right? They got 1%, they got 2%. You know, that's the fat percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought half and half was like 50% fat.
But
you
can
see how I would make that.
Half and half is like thicker than whole milk.
See, I don't really touch the milk before it goes into my coffee.
You gotta weigh it before you put it in your cup in the morning, though.
Gosh,
you don't have
no.
A milk weigher?
I do not have a scale specifically for the milk
you
that's going into my coffee.
You heard it here first, folks. Cole Raymond does not weigh his milk
no,
in the morning.
I'm sorry. And you know what? I think I'm comfortable with the people knowing that, because I think if I did do that, there would be cause for even more concern.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Caring a little bit too much about my milk weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I think we're going to get started with our first actual song here. That was just Adult Diversion by Always.
Always.
Next up is On Site by the Free Nationals, JID, and Kaja Bonet. The Free Nationals is Anderson .Paak's band.
Yes, it is.
Right? Okay.
And
well,
they're epic.
They are epic. So let's get into it. This is On Site. Let's
Woo.
Go.
We'll be right back. time I see you, babe, it really hurts me. Every time you go, I think you're perfect. But you won't believe me if I said it to the world. Would you let everybody know? I would you get worried? That maybe you feel the way I do. Maybe you don't, lady. I've been on the move. And it feel like an episode from a show. I don't really know who's the leading role. But rolling with a leader isn't easy. Just believe me. On God, I can see it. Hope you send me a piece to exercise my demon. Maybe a shrink. I'll probably get a blink of what I'm thinking. I've been smoking. I've been drinking. In the open, you can see me. If you saw me, tell me, have you seen her? I really need her. I've only got a two-seater. My car don't go in reverse. Don't want to leave her. Never see her. If I don't, your heart stinger. Steve her. She hurt me. He hurt me.
Well, we're back.
All right, that was a groovy number.
Yes, it was.
Funky.
I would like to introduce a special guest that we have. Why don't you test that mic out?
Hello, hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, wrong one. No. Try it again.
Can you guys hear me?
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm Eric. I will be joining Cole and Lily tonight.
Hi, Eric.
And I am so happy to be here.
Awesome.
It took us a while to get the lights right in this room.
Yeah, it really did. It's still kind of dim, but, you know, it's vibey.
Overhead lights are just never the call.
No, never.
Never.
Unless you're in the doctor's office or dentist.
But they're not great there either.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not supposed to be comfortable there.
That
you know,
true.
They're trying to psych you out and put you on edge. You know, if you're too relaxed. Well, I guess they would want you to be relaxed. You know what we should do? Make a dentist office that is so homey and relaxing. You know, nothing's like eggshell white.
Yeah,
everything's like plushy and leather, and
the chairs should all be like massage chairs.
Mm,
you go to the dentist, or like that like awkward table at your doctor when you go to a checkup and you have to like sit on it with that paper.
Yeah,
it should be like a water bed or something.
Actually, I don't think they have enough money for that. They don't make enough.
Oh, darn.
Dentists' salaries would go through the roof.
Yeah, everyone would just be going to the dentist
winning.
All the time.
Yeah, you would look forward to going. They wouldn't even have to remind you. You know. You go there, you know, they got some nice music on. You get to plug your phone in, play whatever music you want.
Boom.
You know?
I do have a super bougie dentist.
Do you really?
I do. When you
I
go in
not.
There, there's like a game room when you're waiting.
Whoa.
Like Wii and Xbox, and then you get to watch TV while you're at the dentist.
You have options of what's...
Yeah, it is in the city. The TVs are on the ceiling. They're like hooked into the ceiling. So when you're laying back in the chair, you get to like scroll through Apple TV and pick whatever you want.
Oh, that's so nice.
Have, like when I lay back and there's like a box TV somehow in the ceiling. And it's either playing cartoons or the news channel with like the subtitles on that are 10 minutes behind somehow.
Yep. So, no, we don't have that kind of high-tech stuff at my dentist's office. No TVs, no nothing. There's nothing even in the waiting room. They just have old copies of like Women's Health and Men's Health.
Oral Monthly.
Oh yeah, Oral Monthly, stuff like that, you know. Tooth biannually, you know. I don't
Their recent issue was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, about Toothy McGee.
Yeah.
His article on enamel.
He's very wise.
And hygiene.
Enamel hygiene, yeah,
he's
definitely.
A very wise individual.
At my kid dentist place back in the day, we had Crash Bandicoot on the PS2.
No way.
Yep, we did.
We had a playscape in the lobby.
What the,
like
what
the McDonald's
in the world
used to
is
go
that?
To?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you had a jungle gym that you could like crawl through.
At the dentist?
I feel like
that's kind of counterintuitive.
Me and my brother would
tear
that place up.
Yeah, I feel like Lily would go in there and just like
break some
make him some extra work, give him some more money. Maybe that's the whole point, you know?
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. Just, you know, you're just feeding into your own business.
Well, up next on the stool is a great song, a classic, if you will. This is a very empowering piece, and I'm sure many of you will know it and appreciate it. So play it loud and sing along if you know the words.
What's it called, Lil?
It is called Man Eater.
Whoa, by who? Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Oh man, here she comes.
Oh man, she's an eater.
She eats men.
She eats men.
That's a pretty hefty accusation to make that somebody's a cannibal, you know?
I don't really understand the difference between like a man eater and a heartbreaker. I mean, I guess it's just like a gendered way to like describe a female.
I guess so.
Okay. I thought you meant very literally.
Oh.
You know, I think man-eater is a little more aggressive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Intentional.
But maybe that's just part of the gendered stereotype.
Yeah, that's also very valid.
Yeah.
You know, it's like girl boss.
Girl boss.
Yeah. Girl boss. Do you think that's a harmless term?
A harmless term?
Yeah.
I think we could just call each other boss.
Boss?
Yeah. I mean, I like boss.
I like boss.
I think, I don't know, I think girl boss is a little... it's falling into the being made fun of category a little bit.
Yeah, it's also like calling someone a girl versus calling someone a woman.
It's true.
Calling someone a boy versus calling someone a man. It's mm-hmm. like inherently like playing on the power dynamic.
Belittling.
Like you can't be a woman boss, you're a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. kind of stupid.
But. It's like little boss.
Yeah, look at you, you're so cute, you're running things.
Yeah.
So cute, so
and
small.
And even just like, but the fact that you have to call it out is not even just, like you said, you're not just a boss. It's like, oh, you're a female boss.
Yeah.
Whether it's girl, woman, it's just like, no, like she's just a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think when you think boss, like I think most people would think of, you know, old fat white guy in a suit, you mm-hmm. know? So it's like, oh, we have to specify, but maybe we're past that. Maybe we don't have to specify.
Hey.
Maybe it's your problem if you think of it that way.
That's exactly correct.
Very true. I agree.
You're responsible for your own ideologies and sorting through them.
I would agree with that.
Holding yourself accountable. Damn, well, look at us.
Next up, what do we got, Lillian? I think it's called Louis Illet.
Illet?
Yeah, how did you come across this song?
Not really sure. I think it came up on a Spotify radio I was listening to a while back, but I like the vibe. So
sometimes stuff just comes up.
Yeah. So I would love to share it with you guys.
All right. Well, I'd love to hear it. Can we do it now?
Yeah, we can do it right now.
Lovely.
We're doing it now.
We're doing it now.
Okay, let's do it now.
Louis Illet by Piero Umiliani. Da 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 da